CPR education would be expanded in Wisconsin schools under a bill currently before the state legislature. If passed, the law would require CPR education and health classes in 7th to 12th grade, and the law would apply to public, private, and charter schools.
The American Heart Association supports that legislation. Two representatives from the group join us now. Dr. J. Carter Ralph is chief of the Division of Pediatric Cardiology at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and co-director of UW Health's Pediatric Heart Program. He's board president for the American Heart Association in Madison. Dr. Ralph, thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having us.
And Nicole Hudzinski is Senior Government Relations Director for the American Heart Association in Wisconsin. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Nicole, can you sum up this legislation for us? We just gave a quick nutshell version, but what would change?
So the bill will embed basic CPR training in the health curriculum. So anytime that a student takes a health class between 7th and 12th grade, they will spend one of those class periods learning basic compressions-only CPR, which I think is really important to point out is different from full certification. It's not what we're asking our clinicians or EMS providers to have. It's a much more basic training, exposing the students to CPR, teaching them what they need to know in order to step in a cardiac emergency.
And this is, as I understand it, about a half hour-ish of training for the students.
Exactly. Half an hour or at least one class period.
So Dr. Ralph, talk us through the benefits of providing this kind of training for students.
They're really profound. Currently, heart disease and heart attacks and cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death in America. About 1,000 people a day in America die of cardiac arrest. And most of them don't get CPR. There aren't bystanders available who know how to provide CPR or are comfortable in providing CPR. So in training the students of Wisconsin, we will provide over 50,000, about 58,000 students a year will graduate from schools understanding the basics of CPR, and they may be then be in a position to provide life-saving treatment if somebody needs it. Other states that have approved this have found a dramatic increase in the survivor ability of cardiac arrest. Currently, it's about 11% nationally. In states that have approved this type of training and where this training has been implemented effectively, the survivorship have gone up dramatically, 25%,
wow.
35%.
So more than doubling.
Yes.
And it, just having a pool of people, enough people out there that there's a decent chance that one of those bystanders will have this training makes that difference.
Right. Think about it. 58,000 people a year throughout the state of Wisconsin. And this is throughout the state. It's not just in urban centers or where the population is, but this is throughout all the rural centers as well. So these are people that are available. And it's such straightforward and simple training, this 30 minutes. And it's really about overcoming your apprehension to mm-hmm. do something. Because if you don't know, it's a shocking, horrible thing to see. But the fact that you've had some training, even if it's several years ago, might be just enough to get you to step in and take action. And that alone will save lives.
And Nicole, Dr. Ralph just mentioned other states doing this. This is something that is fairly common. Wisconsin would be doing something, I guess, fairly similar to what other states are doing.
Exactly. There are currently 27 other states who have passed similar legislation embedding CPR in the health or additional curriculum.
And Dr. Ralph, how difficult is CPR to learn nowadays? Is this something that a middle schooler, a high schooler can handle?
Yes, absolutely. What we've learned over time is that this basic hands-only compressions is enough to provide and secure circulation. So what we're trying to do is maintain blood flow, because blood flow helps deliver oxygen. And the key is to deliver that to the brain to help prevent brain damage from cardiac arrest. The other key is to provide blood flow into the heart itself. And it turns out that chest compressions alone work. You know, we used to all learn the full-scale CPR used to be a two-day training process to get certified, where you had to give breaths as well, and you had to count compressions and count breaths. And people found that kind of complicated. In fact, I still find it complicated to remember. Is it 15 to 2? Whatever. In this case, it takes that away, that need. And also for students, if you ask my kids what their apprehension is to CPR, it's like, I have to do what? I have to kiss the guy? No, you don't. You don't have to. There's no mouth contact at all. And so for students, that overcomes a lot of the apprehension. And it turns out that 30-minute training is enough to show them how to give effective CPR.
Nicole, how expensive would this be to provide this training to, in effect, every student in Wisconsin of a certain age?
There are a lot of no-cost options available to the schools. So one of the things I think I'm most proud about with this legislation is it's not just the American Heart Association working on this. We've teamed up with the Red Cross, with the fire chiefs, with the police chiefs, with several hospital partners. There there are so many community resources that we all have that are ready and willing and able to go into their local schools and do it at no cost to the school. In fact, I was just a couple of weeks ago in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, where the fire lieutenant goes in and he does the training for no cost. He brings the mannequins with him, spends the whole day there with the students, and it doesn't cost the school anything.
And Dr. Ralph, you mentioned the apprehension of doing anything. A bystander in this situation might not be confident enough to take action. This training helps overcome that reluctance?
Absolutely. Because, it's such a simple skill. Hands only to compressions. It's why it only takes 30 minutes to learn. And since it's so simple, it's something I think you can remember. And the fact that you've been in the situation where you've learned it and thought about it and talked about it, I think then when you're faced with it in life at some point, you're more likely to act because you know you can do something.
Nicole, according to my numbers, a lot of people in Wisconsin have left the 12th grade behind a long time ago. What kind of options are there out there for people to get trained if they're past school?
There are a lot of options. We do a lot of community CPR education efforts. We're in the malls a lot of the time. I know a lot of the local hospitals do training in the community. A lot of the American Heart Association events we have at Heart Walks and Go Red Luncheons, we're always training people in CPR. So there are many, many options out there.
And Dr. Ralph, you do pediatric heart health yourself. You've seen stories where CPR has made a difference?
Absolutely. We have several examples throughout the state, in this state alone, where CPR has been provided by bystanders and saved lives. They've been on the campus here at UW, up in Wausau, all over the place. There are survivors, people who are alive today because a bystander was there at the right time and provided effective CPR. These are people who are still fathers, still husbands, who are living their lives because of the fact that CPR was available.
And Nicole, briefly, as we wrap up, what's the status of the legislation right now?
The legislation, we had a fantastic committee vote in the Assembly about a week and a half ago, and got a unanimous vote the following day out of the Assembly Public Safety Committee. We also had a hearing in the Senate recently. We're hoping to get a vote through there in the next couple of days and then on to the full floor in both houses.
All right, Nicole, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Dr. Ralph, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Great. Thank you for having us.
We've been talking to Dr. J. Carter Ralph and Nicole Hudzinski. They're with the American Heart Association looking at a proposal to require CPR training for Wisconsin students. You can share your thoughts, by the way, and your experiences with CPR on the Central Time Facebook page.